Has everyone had a chance to ask a question? Is there another question on the floor? Oh, okay.
Just a follow-up to this. If anyone has a report showing the actual results of one of the existing usage-based programs and whether their claims costs are going down for that population, that it's having the intended impact of informing people of their behavior and then causing them to improve their behavior.
So there's almost no public information of that kind around private passenger auto. There's a couple of studies that were done in the UK, which demonstrated roughly 30 to 35% reduction in loss costs amongst the populations, largely focused on youthful drivers. I would say that there's not a great deal of detail about those studies that I could validate those or say those are very good indicators. I will say that there's a lot of information that is public about fleet operation and safety information and driver modification that's done in fleets. And those are seeing roughly, this is going to astound you, 50 to 90% reductions in accident loss frequency among fleets where driver behavior modification is fed to the drivers. Now, in fleets, there's a great deal more control one has of the drivers, because you can simply say to them, you lose your privilege to drive for me and earn a living if you don't do these things. But the point is, information can be shared with drivers, and loss costs can go down if it's done right. But it's all the studies that really are available are on the commercial side, not on the private passenger auto side.
Just a quick response, which is, I think what Robin is talking about on the commercial side illustrates the potential for loss mitigation. But that's not what's happening on the personal side. So, yes, it's something to aspire to in a way that consumers will embrace. But you know, we shouldn't confuse what's actually happening in the marketplace with what we want to happen in the marketplace. In order to get to what we want, there's going to be a need for guidance. If we leave it to the market, it's going to continue to be a black box approach. Without the safeguards, without the standards that consumers are going to, you know, want to rely upon in order to embrace the technology.
I'll add that there are a number of instrumented vehicle studies where there are incentives provided to people, and they have been shown to have an effect on people's behavior. And probably one of the biggest, DriveCam has a partnership with American Family. And so that's one that's not on the commercial side, but it's another group of people that are who you can affect quite directly because the parents are providing the teenager the driving privilege, typically. And DriveCam had numbers that the essentially trigger incidences go down much more quickly when there's a reporting mechanism that the parents are getting the data and. There's a discussion. I think it was by about a factor of 50. I mean, it's about twice as fast. It was pretty large. I haven't talked to them in a couple of years, so maybe they have better data or more substantial. Interestingly, with that particular product, the insurance company doesn't get the data. So DriveCam, literally, the system is paid for by American Family. All the data is paid for. It costs them, I think, roughly $1,000. For 3 years of reports and so forth, and it's still worth it to them to pay that, and in a few states actually give a discount. It's not as popular as it should be. I think there's definitely marketing issues and challenges related to it, but that's at least one example on the consumer side.
I guess I would add one additional point, which is I think you've heard from the presentations today that the upsides, both within the automobile insurance and social context, are huge. It seems to me we need to allow the experimentation to go forward, that if we try to impose too much regulation at this point, we'll actually prevent insurance companies from delivering the huge social value and improvements in risk classification that are possible with this.
Okay. Is it a quick one?
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank CIPR for putting this panel together, and those comments and others highlight the fact that the insurance industry is at the forefront, the tip of the spear of connected vehicle technology that you're hearing about, connected phones and OnStar and such. We don't have data standards. We're starting to get them. We haven't solved the privacy issue. So there is an opportunity for the insurance industry to lead here because the automotive industry honestly doesn't know what to make of this today. But there's a lot of available research. Some of it was shared here, but much more is available both from the DOT and private organizations like Towers Watson. And please thank the panelists for sharing their insights today.